All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and you know what time it is. It's Grimm's Hentai Corner, and I've got Dominance for you. Again, so here we go. Oh, by the way, we want to talk about our sponsors, SpinningRobotPussy.com, and you can also get SpinningRobotPussy.com/eyes if you want the Spinning Robot Pussy eyes. Basically, they're just the Follow Me eyes. They have the pupil in the back, and they basically follow you around for your. So if you want your doll to look like she's following you with her eyes, you can get that. It's pretty cool. I like the trick. I tried it out on one of my heads that I had laying around, and it was pretty cool. So if you want those, you can go to SpinningRobotPussy.com and grab one of those, or several if you have several dolls that you want have eyes that follow you. So let's go ahead and get started. I reply with a sigh, slowly crawling across the floor towards the bed. To be a slave, to do what this bratty, really bratty little daughter named Amy commands, I have to obey everything. Amy had taken off the boots she was wearing and was looking down at me with an expression of complete happiness. I can clearly see wrinkles of the suit Amy's wearing digging into the flesh around her nether region. Even though I'd only just ejaculated a minute ago, I'm getting excited by just counting the number of wrinkles. I can feel blood streaming into the lower half of my body. What's wrong, Makoto? Where on earth are you looking? Amy puts her toes on my chest, rolling them lightly across my nipple while speaking ironically sweet. It causes a stimulation of light electricity to run through my body from her touch. No, no, where? You're lying. You were definitely looking between my legs, staring. No, no, not at all. That sort of thing, That's a lie. Take a look at your penis. Isn't it twitching in reaction to it? Needless to say, I look at Amy's nether region and react. Again, and react. Inside my vagina, aren't you thinking of slipping in and out of it with your penis? Amy's fleshy nether region is swelling tightly inside the cloth. Somehow it appears that it's getting wedged in even deeper than before. Hey, say it. Such a thing it isn't. It's... Amy's toes slowly pinch my nipple, and her pinch gets stronger. Ugh. Huh? So you don't want to insert it into my vagina, is that what you're saying? The grinding against my nipple makes a wave of faint pleasure come over me. I could tell that my penis had started to swell again without needing to look. I'll say it once again, inside my vagina, do you want to insert your thin, dirty, stinking penis? Amy uses her toes, switching between weak and strong, pinching my nipple as if adjusting a dial. I want to insert it in Amy's pussy. I want to slide it in and out. I know that. You didn't need to say it. Just look at your penis. Isn't it growing already? Cowper is flowing out and splashing. How pathetically vulgar. Pinching my stiff nipple while looking at my penis, calling me a fool. She has the exact face of a little devil. Well, what should we play? Are you still looking? Between my legs? Truly, you are disgusting. Hey, lick and taste my foot. She forces my mouth open with the tips of her toes, putting them in by force. And now her tone has changed from just a moment ago. What are you doing? Lick them more firmly and in between the toes. She thrusts the tips of her toes, pushing them further inside. So, my feet taste delicious, don't they? Aren't you even trying at all? More between the toes. Taste it till you smear and spread your dirty saliva thickly all over them. Like she commanded me, between her toes and sole, my tongue crawled around them, coating them in saliva. That's good. Make my foot beautiful. Then after this, my toes will make sure your penis feels pleasant. Is it inherited? The mother and daughter are so alike. Of course, in the worst sense possible. More. More. Hey, lick them more. Quickly, move your tongue. As she had said, I desperately licked Amy's foot all around to the middle. Your tongue isn't moving well. Good, so good. She spoke with a sweet voice. Amy's face was showing a pleasured expression. Your penis just from licking my foot. It's already dribbling everywhere. What a pervert. Amy sneers, grinding her foot while pushing it further inside my mouth. Gurgling, sticky water sounds echo around loudly. Though the sound is coming from my own drool, the slippery water sound excites me. Gurgling, sticky water sounds echo around loudly. Though the sound is coming from my own drool, the slippery water sound excites me. And from that, my penis becomes hard once again. It's grown so much just from the thrust of my foot in your mouth after all. Aren't you just an awful pervert? Amy shows a smile of joy even though she says this. Hey, when Mama played with you, you were scared stiff, right? Then with me, you'll get even more scared stiff. Hey look, your penis is getting even bigger. The pre-ejaculation fluid had increased, so it was now overflowing, all wet and sticky. Amy steps on it back and forth, stroking my entire penis with the sole of her foot. She steps and presses on it, moving it occasionally up and down on my penis, playing with it using her sole. I can't help but leak my voice. Her technique is terrific. Oh, that's interesting. Something... Something like this? It seems you enjoy being stepped on? Oh ho ho, you perverted bastard. Just look, it's quickly gotten even harder and your stinky juice is dripping. What a vulgar penis. Ah, you'll follow my command. You can't come until I say it's okay for you to come. Such a... That's... What's this? Out from the tip there's cowper splattering? It's so bad I've never seen a penis excrete so much cowper. Stop! Because of Amy's footwork, my voice forcibly leaks out. More and more, my penis gets excited, gushing out with an overflow of pre-ejaculation juice from the intense pleasure. You're really shameless. Your really shameless vulgar penis. Also, what huge balls. Really, are you sure all your brains aren't in there? Ho ho ho, but well, it's proof that the bigger the idiot, the bigger the balls. Incredible. It's so jumpy, it's just like a living creature. Emmy moves her foot faster while laughing. It's very pleasant. My penis swells even more greatly than it was at the start, throbbing and pulsing with a shake after each strike. Ugh! Ugh! You want to put it out right now. You want to shoot it out, don't you, from your ugly penis. You want to spray your dirty, stinky semen, don't you? I nod, and Amy's foot movement changes pace. Amy twines her foot around my penis like a mollusk, constantly rubbing around it with the bottom of her foot. Hey, is it pleasant? Spit out that dirty semen from your penis. Rubbing, slurping, the sound gets faster while my testicles instantly twitch in the moment. And my penis stiffens and strains like it was a bow being drawn ready for a shot. A bow, not a bow. Well, wait. Is this hardness? Oh, faster. Yes, that's good. From your ugly penis, spew out a huge load of semen. Oh, come. I'm coming! Spew it out. Hey, you better spew out a lot. It's cocoon. Qua! Coming. Ah, it's thick. A huge load of semen erupts from the tip of my penis towards the ceiling. The semen gushed out, then with the force of gravity, it rained down in a shower onto my body and Amy's feet. Hey, watch it. What are you doing? You've covered my feet in your filth. Yeah, it's horrible. What stinky, disgusting semen. Across Amy's feet and thighs, a large amount of yellowish, cloudy liquid had landed, leaving a stain. It also stank. The cum on her foot drips down and dribbles off. This feels disgusting. I'm gonna vomit. Hey, you're gonna lick this clean. Whoa! Amy thrusts her foot, covered in my semen, back inside my mouth. How's it? Your stinky, impure semen, is it tasty? Even though you just came with my mama a little while ago, you're still spewing more. Really, there's no helping such a stupid cock. Even though Amy keeps abusing me, her face is flushed with excitement. On the other hand, I'm painfully ashamed and miserable with a sad face of sorrowful tears. Hey, Makoto, tell me what happened with Mama. Hey, don't become silent. Was it better with Mama? Tell me. While making an aggravated voice, Amy pushes the tips of her toes further inside my mouth. When the tips of her toes hit the shaft of my dick, I let out another sob. Is she an idiot? I can't even give a reply in this situation. Ah, well, my foot's in your mouth. It isn't possible for you to speak. Even if that's the case, you should still speak your mind. It's really troublesome to think the right words to say. What way can I explain it to her without making her more angry? So, how was it? Better than Mama? I don't understand. What is it? What's that? I felt tired and numb after ejaculating, and my breath was ragged, so I tried being vague. Well... Hey now, it's because you're rushing him. He's at a loss for words to give an answer, because Makoto's gentle. He cares about what he says to you. Emmy was scowling at me in her bad mood. Thereupon, the madam who was sitting on the sofa to our side had noticed the situation and intervened. So? So he is. Huh, that's right. Though I hadn't intended it, they seem to have taken my hesitation to reply to mean I'm thinking deeply about Amy. Well, the skin of his penis is long, so I guess he's a nice guy. What? The length of my foreskin, why does it even matter? Right. Shit, I don't like that kind of anxious caring. Doing that, you thought you'd be able to sway me? I'm not an idiot. She slams down, trampling hard on my penis and testicles. After your performance, you thought by now it would already be over, didn't you? I wanted it to be, if possible. Still, her foot stained with semen starts to massage my penis. You will, without a doubt, think that I will make you feel better than my mama. She squeezes down on my penis with an even stronger step, bending my penis with her assault. The head of my penis is held down on my belly by her soft sole. It starts to get harder and harder. Again, it's becoming so very hard. Do you only feel things when it's like this, you perverted bastard? She seems even more powerful compared to earlier. Also, her eyes have obviously changed and look crazed. No, maybe this is what she's normally like? It seems that now this is the real thing and everything up to now was just a foreplay. Please forgive me already. I should have just answered somehow earlier. This dung beetle. I will make it say that I'm even better than Mama. Without knowing my inner desire, Amy's foot moves even faster with her emotion. How's that? Hey! Her face is flushed and Amy puts more power in her foot. Ugh, it's painful. So it's feeling good, eh? Even though I'm crying out in pain, her foot still tramples down. Is she naturally a sadist? Still, the more my penis is stepped on, the firmer it gets. Truly, you look like a pervert. Watching my engorged penis tremble while moving it up and down, Amy was laughing. Really? It's still getting bigger. Your body is so scrawny, it doesn't deserve to have such a splendid penis. Oh, owie! Ah! Hey, good voice. I want you to sing even more. Emmy firmly steps on my penis like it's a petal. Ouch. What's that? Do you still feel it, you pervert? You've got such an amusing toy to play around with, and follow your instructions, Mama. Then Amy poked at my penis again and started to stroke it up and down again. Your penis is hot, and it's grown to become stupidly hard. Amy moves one of her legs while breathing roughly. A vulgar, dirty, and sloppy big penis. It's a rare thing to be kicked so many times by my foot. You should feel honored. I think my sliding is getting better. This guy's leaking so much cowper again. So filthy. A large amount of juice overflowed from my penis again. How the heck does it secrete so well? Even I don't know why so much is coming out. It's just like you. It's a sloppy penis. Look at it. It's a stinky, drooling, and dripping. Oh, it's stinky, drooling, and dripping. It's a dirty-looking shit penis. Coupled with the movement of Amy's feet, slipping while entwined with my penis, it twitches, spasms, making my waist dance in delight. Yeah, it's trembling. It's amusing how it moves. The movement of Amy's foot gradually quickens in response to her. What? Her piston action. The pre-ejaculation juice overflows. My penis starts to glisten and shine, dripping in it. Ha! Ha! Aha! Wow, Makoto's shit penis has become swollen and red. It looks like it can't explode out anymore. My penis is rubbed while making a loud sloshing sound, and it swells even further. The remnant effects of the needle drugs from earlier make it continue to grow unbelievably, and it looks about to bust. Ha! Ha! More already! Shoot! Huh? Nothing is coming out. You know that, right? If you shoot it out without telling me, I'll kill you. Suddenly, Amy's eyes change. She tramples down hard on my swelled to bursting point penis. Ouch. Shoot. Ha. Yes, I understand. Blah. That expression. Isn't it just a little cute? Such an excellent face, so I'll make you feel even more better now. Oh god, I hate that. Even better. More better is not a fucking sentence. Amy hastens the movement of her foot to urge on an ejaculation. My penis keeps being stimulated between my belly and Amy's soul. It seems I'm just an object lying in wait to ejaculate at any moment, with no way to stop it. It's useless, Amy. My semen is already all out. Endure it. Even if you still can't shoot out with it, you can amuse me by making an even better expression. Such an unreasonable thing. I'm a human, not some play toy. You are nothing but a toy. Come out. It's useless. With a playful smile, Amy adds weight to her foot on the root of my penis. It's useless. Then how about this? Well, huh? Ouch. Ah, pain. It's painful. Ah! Now a sharp pain runs through as if something is about to break. If you understand, swear that I'm better and I won't beat you any longer. With skillful legwork, Amy's tiptoes nimbly hit my penis side to side. I swear it. I swear to it. So please be gentle. When the strength in her foot relaxes, pre-ejaculation juice sloppily gushes out from my penis tip, dirtying the sole of Amy's foot. Ahaha, I can't stop laughing at how the tip of your penis keeps opening and closing. As if your penis is trying to talk. It's so good, it's amusing, it's slowly drying up. Once more, Amy's foot strokes my penis with intensity. My penis head between the tips of her toes to the sole of her foot is rubbed lightly from the sides, and I'm hit with a surge of goosebumps that run like electricity from my brain down the backside of my body. Coming! Amy, I'm gonna come! Come then, your semen, shoot every last drop! Coming! Ha! Wow. Like a dam, it bursts and collapsed in one breach. I discharged out my sperm. That's incredible! All I hear is the hysterically wild voice of that woman. The ejaculation that had shot out so intensely it made my sight go white. I couldn't even breathe and I felt that I was gonna die like this. This time, even your own dick got really dirty. The semen that spouted was enough not only to dirty Amy's leg, but also to get stuck on Amy's crotch. It keeps coming over and over again. Because it's really stupid. Hey, clean this up properly. Now, Amy thrusts her sperm-covered toes back inside my mouth. Shit, if this is just the amount, I can't beat Mama yet. Oh, I wonder? Makoto seems to have ejaculated a lot fairly pleasantly. Fairly pleasantly. Even if this guy says it's pleasant, he doesn't mean it. It's not impressive unless a lot more semen is put out. While plunging her foot into my throat, Amy says this. Hey you, what kind of response is that? Am I not good? When you were with Mama, did you put out a lot more? When I look at my penis, it's weak and half broken. Like if you were to shoot a gun many times in quick succession, you'd run out of bullets. Tell me. When you were with Mama the whole time, you were hard. But why not for me? You! That's really bad. It would be better if she said why. Enough! Please stop it! I'll seriously die! If you can't get it up, die! Die! Just die! Her foot thrusts at me, filled with her anger and rage. It was so hard just a little while ago. Now it's all flimsy, isn't it? Amy looked up with a face of indignation. Apparently her feelings of not wanting to be defeated by her mother was what drives her anger. No, it's already useless. I'm dead. Got it? When you are my partner rather than Mama's, you have to be even harder or you're dead. While saying this, the foot that was in the mouth gets pulled out. Or the foot that was in my mouth gets pulled out. If you don't listen to what I say, you'll be drowned by this and die. What? At that moment, I didn't know what had happened. I suddenly felt a sensation of hot water sprinkling across my face. I've returned your insult, you shit dick. On my face, piss was sprinkled. It aims towards the mouth without mercy pouring in. You must drink every last drop. I said drink up! Yellow urine falls on my face in a waterfall. It's so much it's not possible for me to even open my eyes. Even if I couldn't see Amy's face, I could already imagine the expression she has just from her tone. Shit, learn from this experience. When you are my partner, your penis has to be harder than it's when you are with my mama. I struggle with the hot, salty liquid overflowing from inside of my mouth. Ooh. Ew. It's an amazing slave, twitching and throbbing with its body shaking little by little. It's a more interesting toy than your last one, Mama. Where'd you pick it up? Though my mind is gone, I can overhear the conversation between the madam and Amy faintly. Hmm? Where was it? I picked it up by chance from a planet I happened to be passing nearby. By chance, well, no matter. If that's why I was saved, that's fine and all, but I still don't understand what's going on. To begin with, is this situation even any better? Can I really say that I've been saved? Oh, by the way, Amy, Makoto is still a virgin. I hope you would become his first.
Huh? 何言ってんの? 絶対に!
Huh? What are you talking about? Absolutely not. To fuck such a guy for my first time? I would rather prefer to die. This again, I seem to be talked of cruelly. Hmm? Just now, did she say it's her first time? Well, that's a shame. The penis, isn't it such a good one? Absolutely not. Amy denounces me with her every strength. To think that she denies me so much. To hear that being a man, it makes me feel a little sad. Well, then why don't we make Ariza do it? I see, that does sound amazing. A disgusting virgin slave with an alien like Ariza does make a suitable match. How about it, Ariza? Makoto's virginity, will you take it? Yes, I understand. To the demand of the madam, who had said it sneeringly, Ariza's face looked tense while she stiffly nodded. That settles it. Well then, let's show him what his dreams have long awaited. The fuck? Though this has become a strange development, I'm not in the hobby of having sex while being watched. Though being a virgin, I couldn't even have that hobby to begin with. Now get to it quickly. Yeah, we haven't got all day, just hurry up and do it. Yes, I understand. While being ridiculed, I get to make love with Ariza. It appears that Madam and Amy will watch me have sex with a space alien Ariza. The two people are going to amuse themselves with laughter from their ridiculing commentary just to kill spare time. But Mama, does this guy even know how to have sex? After all, he's still a shitty virgin, right? That's not right, is it? Sex can be experienced pseudo as much as what? Sex can be experienced as much as one likes. If he can do that, shouldn't he know where he's meant to put it? What? I wonder, if you've never had actual sex, how can he know how to do it? Besides this man, he doesn't look like he is skillful or studies hard. If what you say is true, then let's find out. Ariza can lead him by her experience, but I wonder if that'd be crucial enough to make his first experience of sex a success. It would be an interesting show. Without consideration for my feelings, the two people are cackling with laughter while looking down at me like some bug. Because I've told you, Ariza, deprive Makoto of his virginity. As you request, madam. Huh? Ah, that's... Now in front of me, Ariza complies with the orders told to her by the two people. She straddles my exposed lower body, showing her nether region. Look, this is the first time he's gonna insert himself into a vagina. Ariza, show Makoto your vagina, please. Yes. Still, her expression remained unchanged. When directed by the madam, Ariza hadn't even raised an eyebrow. This situation, what do I even think? I can't tell anything from Ariza's expression. Because it's an alien, it might think differently compared to a human. But at least in front of my eyes, Ariza's pussy looks no different compared to any human beings. However, there's no pubic hair, no pores for hair to even grow. Human beings grow hair, so even after we shave, we still have pores. I'm just a virgin, I've never seen the real thing, I've only seen it on the net. Ariza, open your vagina more so that it gets Makoto more excited. Oh, so like this? Yes, yes, doesn't it look good? You should be grateful you get to finally see the shape of a pussy, you virgin. Though she is being told to do this by the madam and Amy, I can't help but stare at Ariza's pussy while they watch me. I was too close earlier for you to get a good look at mine, right? Doesn't it look good now? Certainly a little while ago I didn't get to see the shape well. I only got an understanding of its taste and feelings. This guy, surely, it's not really the first time he's actually seen a vagina. Yes, I'm ashamed because what she said is the truth. The pussy in front of me nailed down on top of me, I can't conceal my excitement with the extreme quickening of my pulse. Hey, Ariza, open up and show the inside of your vagina so you can see it more clearly. Yes, madam. When Ariza's told to, she spreads her outer lips with her fingers, showing the entrance to her pussy spread wide open. It's fresh. I can hear an indecent, watery sound close to me resounding. Now, Makoto, how is it? What's the color? Please tell me. The entrance of her pussy opens and closes as if it's breathing, pulsing in sync with Arisa's heartbeat. The fleshy walls look to be soft inside. It's also a beautiful pink color. Hey, you listening? Quit gawking at it. Just hurry up and answer the question, idiot. Yes, it's a terrific, beautiful pink color. Well then, Ariza's vagina color is a beautiful pink then. In a moment, your filthy penis will soon be going inside that. You must be happy. Your heart must be throbbing with the excitement. Ah, yes, it's amazing. I'm throbbing with excitement. You're just a virgin, so have you imagined doing this for a long time, your penis getting wrapped in the flesh of a vagina? Amy said that while looking at me with eyes that despise me. However, my mind was occupied so much I didn't care. I'm more occupied thinking on how to get my penis more erect because all I wanted to do was insert it. Oh dear, the spirit still hasn't returned to Makoto's penis. Ariza, because he's too pathetic to insert it inside yourself quickly now? Ariza, because he's too pathetic, insert it inside yourself quickly now. Yes, I understand, madam. After being told to do so, Ariza grabs my penis. Wait just a moment, Ariza. What do you want me to do, Amy? Ariza, at the very moment she attempted to insert my penis inside her pussy, had been stopped by Amy. Too hasty for him to lose his virginity like that is dull. Tease him a little bit more. You know how to do that. Yes. A damp feeling extends across my glands. After Ariza was told by Amy, she had slowly started moving her waist so her pussy was rubbing against the tip of my penis. In that position, play a little. Makoto's penis, are you aching for it to be inserted inside you? Be more nasty. Understood, in this position, I'll rub his shaft more against my large labia. Okay, Ariza's vagina is secreting pussy juice. Even though we are rubbing against each other, it's not painful. No, that's something you shouldn't say. That's... From the tip of Makoto's head, pre-cum is looking out. It is mixing with my love juice and making a slippery lubricant. Okay, that's one way to put it. It was a sober analysis by an alien speaking with a quiet monologue. Her voice sounded distant, but pleasure had spread down from the tip of my penis all the way to the base, causing my body to writhe. I could feel the sensation of a slippery mucus spreading across my entire penis. Ahaha, he's really feeling it a lot. That's such a pathetic face, ain't it? Even if she thinks my facial expression is pathetic, I cannot help that because I'm feeling so much pleasure. Ariza's pussy fits perfectly with my penis wrapping it across from one side. Hearing these miserable moans has gotten gradually tiresome. Alright, Ariza, insert it now. Yes, understood. Ariza grabs my penis, getting it ready to insert inside her pussy. Why are you dawdling? Insert it to the base all at once! My penis being held in Ariza's grip keeps swelling endlessly, to a point it's near bursting. Ariza, you're moving too much! My penis covered in pre-cum and pussy juice slips out from Ariza's hand. Slap! The sound was made when it hit against my belly. Oh my, what a great erection. The power of a virgin is terrific. The madam says with a small smile. Hey, stop dawdling. Do it quickly. He's only a stupid virgin, nothing other than a piece of garbage. Yes, they're doing it now. The movement. Hold on, Ariza. As I said it in that moment, she shook her hips and had started rubbing the love juice on my penis, which had unexpectedly caused my penis to shoot out a load by accident. With a splish, a sound like jelly in a narrow tube being forcibly splashed out, a white cloudy liquid splattered out from the tip of my dick. Even Ariza, who had been thinking of inserting my dick into her pussy, became quiet because she didn't know what had just happened in that moment. Then followed a brief period of complete silence. This child has ejaculated before it could even be inserted. He already shot his semen out from a touch on the tip. He's such an idiot. Hey, did you see it? Immediately his penis shoots, just like a pumping hose. Splush, splush, shooting out a load of semen. Ah, haha, it's a terrible virgin. It's so ungrateful to blow a load just from the excitement from a little bit of rubbing against the vagina. It was only just a moment ago that he took his own semen to his face. Makoto really is a curiosity. Wasn't it the madam who forced me to do that? Even so, I'm not in the hobby of shooting my own semen on my face and enjoying it. Regardless, the two people continued laughing loudly while holding their stomachs, harshly cackling with laughter. Well, looking at the current situation, it would not change anything regardless if I say something. Even if I myself felt really pathetic with teardrops welling up. Hey, your virginity still hasn't been lost yet. Makoto asked for it politely. Say, please, can I insert it? Okay. Right, you didn't think it was over just because of this, did you? That's of course it is. Hey, hurry up and say it. No! Amy angrily fly kicks me. Ow, Ariza, can I please insert it? Wait, who are you talking to? Not Ariza, you have to ask us. Eh? Yeah, because it's only natural to ask us for permission first. Please, can I insert it? Say it more precisely. What to wear? My pee-pee. What the fuck, my pee-pee? Inside, I want to put my pee-pee inside Arisa's pussy. This man's habits are miserably shameful. Really, you are disgraceful. A piece of shit of a man. Ah ha ha ha. Undoubtedly, this daughter, Amy, only has a desire to abuse me. Arisa, how stiff is this penis? Arisa does what the man requested, checking the firmness by holding the penis with her fingertips. Yes, madam. It's still pretty firm. It's like when we started. Though I'm in a miserable state, the moment I feel the tips of her fingers touch, my penis trembles, throbbing, becoming harder again quickly. It's still going, even though it keeps ejaculating over again and again. What a frightening virgin power. Amy's face shows a faint smirk. Well now then, slowly insert it, Arisa. Arisa had been given permission to insert it, nodded quietly while aiming my piece at her pussy hole. It's moving. A little more, please give it more energy. Arisa lifts the end of my penis with the tips of her fingers, moving it into her pussy. Feeling the folds of her pussy just from that alone, I can't help but instinctively leak out a sigh. It's already getting big again. I guess it's because of your youth? That revival power is something I can admire. Did I just get praise? The madam is deliberately staring straight at my swelling penis. Before he has another accidental outburst, you need to ram it inside your vagina, Arisa. Understood. Stupid, why are you answering? I wasn't even talking to you. Though Amy told me off coldly, my heart still pulses intensely. The tip of my head is pointed at the edge of the entrance to her pussy, with my body trembled with anticipation. At long last, my virginity will be taken away by an alien. I guess this is an even rarer experience in itself? It's throbbing and pounding with pulses. It's such a lovely virgin penis. Arisa's hands tighten their grip on my penis. Quickly now, insert your penis inside Arisa's vagina. Yes. I nod while the madam watches. Say exactly what you want to do. Tell us how you want to thrust your cock inside her pussy. Aha, yes, my cock, I want to plunge it in your pussy. My cock inside of Arisa's pussy. Those words, I no longer feel a taboo when I say them, shouting them out over again in repetition. Idiot, why do you keep shouting the same thing over and over? You don't need to say it so much. Arisa already gets it, you worthless virgin. Sitting on the sofa, Amy jeers as she's watching me. My penis and vagina. My penis is wrapped around with a bodily warmth. My brain feels like it's melting from the sensation. I couldn't stop myself muttering into my excitement. You understand. It's all in the interest of fun, so hit her insides with your hard, rough penis. I'm allowing you to put it inside Arisa's vagina. The madam signals at Arisa using her eyes, who starts sinking her body down. Ew, you're making me sick. Constantly shouting loudly in pleasure isn't a good look for you. My shouts of excitement are leaked in an uncontrollable impulse. But this, my first insertion, is the greatest event so far to happen in my life. My dick intrudes into the depths of Arisa's pussy with a squishy sound. Oh my, Ariza's vagina seems to already be soaking wet. With her lower body exposed, my soaring penis is embedded inside of Ariza's pussy. It can't be. Ariza's actually enjoying it? No way. A virgin's penis is actually making her feel good? However, if the two of you are both enjoying it, then that's not amusing for us. So then, Makoto, from now on, you're prohibited from moving your waist. That's right, Ariza. We leave it to you to do at the very end. Understood. Ariza accepts my penis even more deeply, her body shuddering hard in reply. Excellent. Until I say it's okay for you to do so, don't move your waist at all. Do you understand? My entire penis has penetrated inside Ariza's pussy, causing a sensation to spread, permeating from my penis straight to my mind, making it go blank. Then I'll move. Makoto, please stay still. Yeah. In response to what Ariza asked, I quietly nod. Ariza began slowly moving her waist while on top of me. Her waist only moved a little, but Ariza's voice had already raised a small groan. Ariza's vagina on top of Makoto's penis is tightly creaking every time it's plunged inside, I see. Move more firmly, Ariza. Because you are already enjoying this too much, now you're not allowed to come first. That's right, you are Mr. Cherry Boy, and you must be thinking you're in heaven from all the pleasure. Ariza moves her waist up and down. My penis rubs against Ariza's vagina walls. I can feel them becoming very warm. Ariza! Involuntary, my hips raise. Flinching hard, my body jumps. Stop that, Makoto. Now Ariza's doing all the moving. You're only to stay still. Yes. In an instant, I didn't know why, but I had answered obediently. With the sensations extending from my penis to the whole of my body, this whole abnormal situation, I had quickly become adapted to it. Ariza, your waist has got a long way to go to make him feel good. Well, you did manage to get the virgin to rise and shake his hips, though it was a pathetically clumsy movement, haha. Amy says this while laughing, because I had been forbidden to move. Still, in an attempt to change the situation a little, I try to gently touch Ariza's foot. Ah, stupid Makoto, don't do something so selfish. Amy, noticing what I was doing, stared at me with a scornful look. When I'm obedient, it's usually cute, but now her face has the look of a demon. Now, it isn't a problem. Ariza's body can be touched. But Mama, aren't you being too soft on these slaves? It's fine, Mr. Space Cherry Boy is with a woman's body for the first time, even if that's a space alien. Aren't you interested to know where he would try to touch? So am I, now that you've mentioned it. The two people say this while showing a smirking grin. My hand has now become awkward to move anywhere from Ariza's waist. Well then. Well then, go ahead and touch your favorite place, you fucking virgin. We are watching your behavior, and it's given us a good show. Amy says this with an evil smile on her face. Is it a premise that they'll laugh? Premise. Is it a promise that they'll laugh, but shouldn't I take advantage of this kind offer to get myself a touch? Now, where would Makoto move his hand to next?
Makoto,
I definitely think it would go to touch there. Makoto, give a nice touch to the place I'm thinking of. Ugh, I feel a dreadful pressure on me. What should I do? I've never touched a woman's body. Even if they said where, I still don't even know where I should be touching it. Still, not touching anything at all would be a waste. Every time Ariza moves up and down on me, her plump breasts bounce softly whilst they shake. I want to touch. With my lack of knowledge and thoughts only filled with lust, the target can only be that place after all. Boobs! I grab her breasts with passion, causing Ariza's bra to easily slip off from my strong massaging. Aha, I'd expect you would do something like that. That's what I was thinking. You're just a shitty brat virgin, so childish, only interested in the breasts of a woman. What's wrong with the breasts? That's true. There are many other places he could have picked to touch her. I could hear the laughter from the two of them, but I've already stopped caring what they think of me. Because now I feel the softness of her tits in my palms, warm, flexible, and I can even feel her nipples protruding. It's all in my hands now, fulfilling the fascination of all my curiosity. Hey, touch her nipples a bit more. Cupping her breasts with both my hands, placing my index finger just above her nipples, rolling them across to give her stimulation. Ariza reacts. I've never seen Ariza having a reaction in this way. She starts exhaling sweet and painful breaths while her body is writhing. The tips of her nipples have gotten more congested and started protruding. Ariza's breathing is also gradually becoming more hot and coarse. I get the impression the atmosphere has now become more softer? It's no good. There. Aha! Ariza moves her hips slowly, shaking them lasciviously. Her vagina juice leaks out along with a squelching sound every time. Her waist shaking fills me with more pleasure. My hands fondle her breasts like a kitten wanting to get milk from its mother, with my palms lively massaging them. Yeah, not messaging them. Aha, no good. Feelings getting intense. Aha! I can smell Ariza's body emitting an obscene smell, which in turn is making my penis get harder. Ariza, she keeps panting in this way. Ah, it's no good. It doesn't stop. Isn't it good? Keep going, Ariza. Take Mr. Cherry Boy's thick semen. Absorb every last drop in the deepest depths of your vagina. Ah, yes. It hits in the inside, the head, at the entrance of the womb. Ariza's hip movement has gradually started to accelerate, causing my mind to go blank. But steadily, I'm getting used to the pace, becoming able to fully enjoy this immense pleasure. The tip of my swelling penis is close to its release. Stimulating the inner depths of Ariza's pussy. His penis tip is hitting the ceiling of Ariza's vagina, hitting against the entrance, giving her pleasure. I'm not sure, but it sounds like I'm scraping against the most deepest part of Ariza's pussy with my dickhead. Is that the entrance of her uterus? Oh la la! Ariza is enjoying it, so she won't stop. Be prepared, shitty virgin! Ariza drops down her waist deeply, swallowing my whole penis with her pussy lips, kissing it at the very base. Yeah, the clitoris. Makoto's pubic hair is rubbing it. Huh? Oh yeah, I guess. Ariza's body shivers as she continues bouncing up and down. Ariza, describe the state you're feeling right now. Explain it to the Virgin in full detail. Yes, aha, the clitoris is scrubbed and scratched. Feeling it. Every time Ariza moves her waist, it's making a sloppy, watery sound, a squelching squelch from her love juice overflowing. The penis is trembling in the vagina. Makoto! Ariza's hands and feet swing along with the effort of her moving waist. The penis is swelling bigger. It's incredibly hard. If you keep moving on like this, I will come. It will all come out. The insides are being stirred around. The constriction of Makoto's cock hit. It feels it. The pleasure of my first pussy. The stimulation it's giving my penis from the tip of the base of my waist. A deep sensation of excitement runs through my body. All right, now you can put it. You can put it in the vagina. What? All right, now you can put it out in the vagina. Right now, it ejaculates. Please give me your semen. Ariza, I can come inside, but... It just occurred to me, Ariza's a space alien, so it would be very unlikely that she could get impregnated by a human man. It's safe. Ariza's safe, okay? Move your waist. Please shoot all your semen inside the vagina. You just had to ask. You didn't need to plead, Ariza. Though I didn't know if she heard what the madam had said, Ariza moves her waist lustfully while shaking it around in circles. It's fine, Makoto. You can now move all you like. Because she said so, I start moving my waist. My first time trying to move in a piston action, so I'm not sure if I'm doing it well. What awkward movements. Unless you can do it harder, Ariza will find it pathetic. I can't help it because it's my first time. It's what I thought, but in reality, I really didn't know how to move in a good way. So recklessly, I press my waist, forcefully raising and lowering it. Forcing it all the way to the back, Makoto's penis shape is being carved because it is so narrow in the inside of her vagina. Ariza says this while completely adhered to my penis, clinging to it tightly with the walls of her pussy. The space between our connecting parts where the air is trapped creates a sticky squelching sound each time our genitals rub up against each other. I hold Ariza's waist while quickly stabbing my penis into her pussy rhythmically, creating a suction as if her pussy was sucking on my penis from even the lightest movements. My penis feels extreme stimuli. Makoto also feels good. To Ariza's question, I could only respond with the answer of excitement, continuously moving my hips to keep on pumping pleasure. Ariza was feeling wave after wave of increased pleasure. It's incredible. The inside's hot. Feeling the flesh of Ariza, pressure squeezing from each fold of her walls, all of it for my first time enthralling me in lusciousness. The hot voice coming from Ariza echoes around the room. The sweet tone drives my excitement further, inspiring me to move my hips in even more of a frenzy. Ariza's body starts spasming. I see gush of thick, steady love juice overflowing from her pussy. In response to Ariza's moans, I move my waist more strongly? Ariza spreads her legs wider so that her pussy can accept my cock even deeper inside her. Feels fantastic. The sensitivity of her vagina increases with a climax. Like a bow being pulled, her body bends back from even the slightest of my thrusts. Excellent. Even more. Do it even more furious. Pound her beyond your limits, Makoto. The madam's voice is heard in the distance. My awareness has become cloudy. All I can do is shake my hips, aiming for the highest height of pleasure. I deeply poke and thrust my penis into Ariza's vagina while twisting my hips to stir it inside of her pussy. Ariza closes her eyes, enjoying the waves of pleasure coursing through her whole body. No, no more! Between the convulsions from her pussy and my penis, her love juice gushes with a bubbling squelch. Oh no, Makoto, please ejaculate, please, now! The rough feeling sensation combined with the wetness from the love juice is leaving a sticky stain all the way down to the base of my penis. Clitoris becoming terribly sensitive. Ah, it's an amazing feeling. The two of our genitals are snuggled up, bonding against each other's with every clash of our movements, leading to Ariza's clitoris getting rubbed against with each of our each of our collisions. More, more! Please push it inside Ariza's vagina with Makoto's penis. Our skin against skin sticks to each other, mixed with our sweat and love juice, along with a luscious wafting smell. It's good! The friction from our hips going in and out from each other with every deep hit, along with my swelling penis, only enhances the pleasure. To the back, please stimulate the back of the vagina. Squeezing it, the hard penis, it tightly squeezes it. Every time our waists collide, I also strike against Ariza's ass, causing a dry slapping sound to reverberate, along with the trembling from feeling the pleasure, sweet cries are mixed in. Oh more, oh more! Lewd moans flood from her mouth. Ugh. Lewd moans flood out from her mouth, overflowing from all the carnal pleasure. Vulgar squelching and smacking sounds echo throughout the room. Repetitively rubbing and pumping, Ariza tightens more with every expansive push, while applying a constrictive pressure on my penis that revitalizes me to stick it in even more faster. Or even faster. Relentlessly pushing up against Ariza's waist, constantly plowing her with my penis. This is sex, sex, it's overwhelmingly pleasurable. Oh, she says she's coming. Here we go. Her vagina hole becomes narrower, twining itself around to the very foundation of my penis, continuing to heighten the pleasure. Please ejaculate soon inside Ariza's vagina. Please fill it with all your semen. Coming! Feeling the heat off the mucous membrane fills my... Hold on. Feeling the heat off the mucous membrane fills my brain with horny lust along with the obscene sounds. My carnal lust is released in a hot mess, shooting out into the depths of Ariza's pussy with a euphoric feeling. It's so tight! Ah! With the splash of vaginal walls squeezed with tight convulsions, helping my semen to shoot out and flood her womb beyond its limit. So deep. Semen filling up so deeply. I had a furiously intense release, leaving me out of breath after the intense ejaculation of a feeling of weakness overcomes my body to the point that I can't even move a finger. Then when my penis is slowly pulled out, the large amount of semen I had just ejaculated in her vagina quickly began to flow back out. What? This guy is covered in his own semen yet again. It seems Makoto really does love his own semen. My lower body is covered by the cloudy liquid I had shot along with a salty, fishy aroma. Then my own consciousness starts to fade. My view gets darker. At the same time, my five senses become distant. Like all my nerves have been cut, everything goes blank. Where am I? The dark silence ends when light jumps into my eyes. The situation is hard to swallow. I glance around the vicinity. A dream, was it? I recall the various things that had just happened to me. I had been picked up by a ship belonging to the Mizar family. It was crazy. The dream had me doing all kinds of extreme H stuff. Picked up by a large ship to become a contracted slave to a devilish mother and daughter. Then having sex with an alien. These sorts of things don't actually happen in reality. Are you awake? Ah, maybe it is real. And folks, I think that's where we're going to end it tonight. I'm glad I could bring you the second part of, I almost said discipline, but this is actually dominance. So hopefully we'll be able to bring you some more, and you guys have a good, because it's getting close to the holiday season. You guys have a good Christmas holiday season. And we will bring you some more hentai in the coming year. So this will be the Grim Lord. And I thank you so much for joining us on Grimm's Hentai Corner. And I'd like to thank our sponsor, SpinningRobotPussy.com. Again, remember, SpinningRobotPussy.com/eyes if you want the follow me eyes. And I am out of here. Later.